Hello, my magical friends. My name's Ayumi. My pronouns are she, her, hers. And you're listening to a bonus news episode of Sparkleside Chats with Magical Girl Ayu. In this little bonus episode, I'm going to recount all the news we got between seasons 7 and season 8 of the podcast. As expected, there's often a lot of Magical Girl news when there are really any breaks in the podcast, but this is quite a lot, so I'm going to do my best to get to it in order, so bear with me, all right? So the first bit of news came in mid-November from the series The Magical Girl and the Evil Lieutenant Used to Be Arch Enemies. So this was originally a comic. It's also Maho Aku for short, by Kogawa Fujiwara. And this is actually an incomplete comic. Kogawa unfortunately passed away. And so this is a left unfinished comic, but it was popular enough that there were talks about getting an adaptation when she was alive. So it has been quite a time since her passing, but she is getting that adaptation. It's very exciting. So we don't know exactly when this adaptation is coming out, and we don't know much else about it except for some of the staff have been announced, so I'm looking forward to that. Then next, we got an update of Artist Witch. So Artist Witch, of course, was a series that came out a few years ago online. It was a web series featuring a witch named Nina, who would help out people who fell down into deep, deep, deep Harajuku. And the final character of this was very popular, her name being Dudu, and we now have a new episode that is actually a story about her. It's called Dudu, Episodes of Memories, number one, and there will be another half that comes out this year, 2024, and I think there will be some more after that, so that's very exciting. Then on November 23rd, a mini drama Magical Girl series came out on YouTube called Maho Shoujo Pure Angelu, or Magical Girl Pure Angels. So this is currently only two episodes that are split up into four parts, but there is a YouTube playlist I will add to the show notes so you can go watch for yourself. There are no subtitles, I think, so good luck there. But it's just a dance group's little mini drama that is a Magical Girl show. I haven't actually watched it yet, so I can't warn against anything. I don't know what the content is like. But yeah, so you can go check that out. And then at the end of November, we got two very big announcements. I've already mentioned on episode 176 of the podcast that wonderful Precure was announced just hours after the trademark came out, of course. But also, Magilumiere got announced for an adaptation. So of course, if you've been listening to the podcast, you already know that I love Magilumiere. It is a fantastic comic, really interesting, just a really fun time as far as a comic about adults who are magical girls, with a lot of interesting messaging and so on. But yeah, so at the end of November, they announced that there will be an adaptation in 2024. We got some key visuals, we got a PV, and we got some cast announcements throughout the rest of the year. I am delighted that my girl Fairu's Eye is coming back to being another magical girl. She literally can't stop voicing magical girls every goddamn year. But yes, and then again, wonderful Precure, we'll be getting a new announcement about the content on Sunday this week, January 7th. Also, as regarding Magilumiere, they very recently updated their announcement to say that the series will come out sometime in the fall, like around the fall 2024. It's unclear. Usually it's a little bit more clear seasonally speaking, but that's what has been said by their official Twitter page. So next, going into December. So first we got, of course, the end of Cardcaptor Sakura Clear Card. The final chapter came out in December 1st. However, they also announced there would be a special chapter coming later. So we'll see what happens there. And then also, we got announcements about Symphogear. So Symphogear currently, as far as its media is concerned, is only in a smartphone game, but they announced the coming end of service of that game. Of course, very devastating for any fans of said game, but they also announced that there will be an upcoming movie and a new project called Project Symphogear Next. We don't know anything else at this time, but that is, that has been announced. So that's very exciting because it's been a while since we got new Symphogear stuff. And then on December 3rd, the Pretty series woke up from the dead as well. So Pre-Para, most famously, but also Pretty Rhythm and Kirat Prichon, etc. And then most recently, Watch It Primaji. They have not been producing new material since the end of Primaji. However, they announced that in 2024, they will start a new series, which sounds like it's going to be a completely new title, new characters, etc. They already have revealed some silhouettes of two, presumably girls, one being a pink silhouette, the other being a blue silhouette. You can see actually more recently, there is a little bit of an update on the silhouette in that we got a larger vision of them from magazine scans. In the meantime, you can find out more from that, glean as much as you'd like information-wise. But yes, it will come out in April of 2024, and we will get more news of it by February 2024. So that's exciting. But the Pretty series wasn't done. They announced another project called the virtual musical High School Kirat to Prichon. Now, this is a crowdfunded project. I don't know to the details as far as what the average person will be able to get to see, other than there's a lot of bonuses if you do contribute on the crowdfunding page. And there is a lot of physical stuff that you can get as well. And so they have warned that if you are an international donator, that there are some things that you might have some trouble getting. So if you're planning on contributing, please consider using a proxy service to help you get some of the items that are actually physical things. But yes, so then we got that announcement. Very exciting. At first, they just showed a few silhouettes, and over the past few weeks, we've been getting more and more silhouettes of characters who are now in high school. So it is a sequel series of the original. I have not watched Prichon yet, so I don't know what this entails, but that's exciting. Then Rainbow Bubble Jam came to a close in Korea, and EBS, the broadcasting company over there, announced on December 9th that there will in fact be a season 2 that comes out sometime late next year, or I should say, late this year, 2024. So that's very exciting. And then there is a viral short comic that I wanted to mention. I will link to it in the show notes. It's only 4 pages long, but it's really cute. And it's called The Story of a Former Magical Girl Aged 42. It's about a 42-year-old named Marin Izumi, who 30 years ago when she was 12 was a magical girl. She still lives with her mascot. It's very cute. And just about her thinking about her life and what has happened since that time, since she saved the world, etc. It's a very sweet little thing, and it did go viral on Twitter, so I just wanted to kind of give that a shout-out as well. It's a small thing, but still something to mention, because it is still magical girl-related. And then a very interesting thing, which is, goodness, how do we get into this? So there is the Super Normal series. This is an animation project that is crowdfunded and based in Chiba Prefecture. All the voice actors are also from Chiba, from my understanding. But yes, they have announced that they are crowdfunding for their latest animation project. So their fifth series, their fifth season, which in this case is now a magical girl series called Super Normal Maho Shoujo Asumi Torbers. I don't know anything about this project in general, so I don't know what this means as far as like having a magical girl spinoff, but you can see the main characters and some mascots that look a little not normal, but that's fine. And yes, next, Shy is getting a season 2, so that's very exciting for Shy fans. I still need to catch up, but I did enjoy what I watched so far. And last but not least, Balala Star Butterfly Awakening 2 began airing on December 28th. I believe they started by releasing all the episodes online, and they're going to broadcast the episodes as well. This is the third season starring the same cast of characters, but it is the second season of Star Butterfly Awakening specifically. So this is very cool for them. We don't know what's coming next for Balala, but there is rumors about a coming new series, like possibly starring new characters. So yeah, I don't know when you'll be able to watch this season, but you know, it's out there somewhere, I think, because some people are watching it. I don't know. But anyway, that is everything for news. I'm so happy that we got so much. There's just so much Magical Girl stuff going on. We love to see it. So yeah, I don't think I missed anything, but if I did, then you'll hear about it next time on the main podcast. So thanks again for listening. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Sparkle Side Chats with Magical Girl Ayu. Now, whether it was your first or final time listening, we really appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to find more episodes of the podcast, you can do so over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcasts. When you're over there, be sure to leave a rating and review, as it helps out this little show so much. If you can support the podcast financially, you can find me over on Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/ayushinows, which is AYUSHEKNOWS. You can either pledge monthly or leave a one-time donation. Either way, it will grant you access to all the bonus episodes of the podcast, more of which are to come soon. If you want to find me on the socials, I'm over on Twitter, Instagram, and Blue Sky as AyuSheKnows. Again, that's AyuSHEKNOWS. And you can find the podcast at Magical Girl Ayu. That's Magical Girl AYU. Thanks again for listening. And remember, you are magical forever and always. Goodbye.